About a dozen local residents waited in line to board the Eurodam on a slightly misty Ketchikan morning. After passing through a metal detector, we were greeted by Tawana Stone, the ship's cheerful cruise director.
I'm the cruise director on board. You can call me Stone, like a rock, okay? And we're going to the crow's nest, so we're going to go all the way forward. So we're going to go this way, this direction.
We take the elevator, which has a helpful floor mat telling us all that it's Thursday, because we all know people can lose track of the days when on vacation. As we arrive on deck 11, we're greeted by Captain John Scott.
Nice to meet you. Chelsea, nice to meet you.
Mark.
Matt, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm
Dave. Dave, nice to meet you. I'm John Scott.
Patty.
John.
Hi.
And cruise line staff passed around champagne and hors d'oeuvres while we admired a high-rise view of our low-rise city.
This is a different view of this up here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
One thing you see with a cruise ship when you're coming into the dock, you can see what the roof of the building looks like. And all the sins that you don't see from the street, we see from the top of the ship.
So we should be fixing our roofs, is what you're saying.
This is not as bad as many places, but yeah. If you've got a problem, we see it probably before the landlord does.
Captain Scott says he's been on the Eurodam about 2.5 years, but he's been cruising through Alaska and Ketchikan since the mid-1980s.
I was on the Canard Princess in those days, and that was 15,000 tons and 700 passengers. The biggest ships up here really were the old Nordam and the New Amsterdam of Holland America. Mm-hmm. And we always used to say, 34,000 ton ship's ridiculous. Far too big for Alaska.
How many tons is this ship?
This is 86. Okay. 86,000.
Even at that size, the Eurodam is now considered a mid-size ship. Larger cruise ships already are sailing the Caribbean and are making their way into the Alaska market. The ceremony was short and sweet. Captain Scott thanked Ketchikan residents for their hospitality and for making some last-minute adjustments to take the ship a day early the previous week after weather forced it to skip stopping in Sitka. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Manager Ruben Duran presented Captain Scott with a framed photo by local photographer Terry Piles and a plaque commemorating the ship's arrival in Alaska's first city.
And we have a little item, something for the ship. This is the photograph, Mr. Terry Piles, and welcome to Ketchikan, and we'll see you all
many
summer.
more times. Next year as well.
Thank you so much.
In return, Captain Scott presented a Dutch blue and white ceramic tile with the ship's name on it for Ketchikan. It will go in the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau building on the downtown dock, joining other ship plaques from previous inaugural visits. Stone then took the group of Ketchikan residents on a short tour of the ship, including the bridge. She says that's her favorite spot on board.
Because just the navigation is, it's amazing to see everyone at work here, how the bridge team comes together to make it all happen. It's fascinating, just the math and just everything that has to go into making this ship run.
While she's worked on cruise ships for a while, Stone says before that week she had never been to Alaska.
I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's peaceful, it's serene, and I think I could probably live here.
Since she had just started on the Eurodam, Stone has been too busy to get off the ship and explore, so she's just admired from on board so far. But she says she looks forward to seeing the town from the ground next time the ship is in port. The Eurodam will make weekly stops in Ketchikan every Thursday until September 28th. It'll bring a total of about 46,000 passengers through Alaska's Inside Passage this season. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.